We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of Jesus Christ. Well, friends, I have with me again Father Roy Montfort, missionary. I hope you heard that story of how he got there. And welcome, Father Roy. So glad you're with us today.
Thank you to be back. Great to do this. This is fun.
Yeah, and I know it was really on your heart to speak about redemption. And we talked about it a little bit, and I know it's just stayed with you. And that's, we love that word, redemption, the reality that Jesus Christ gave his life for us, and that we now give our lives to him, and that we live for him to glorify his name. And Father, one of the things, I know you're a great teacher. I saw you with Rabbi Gadi when you did something on the Passover, because my husband and I, being Christians, but we always celebrate the Passover. To go back from the very beginning, that story from the beginning, and we're almost at the conclusion now, you know, waiting for the next coming of Christ. And really enjoyed so much the insights that we gained from his rabbi's Hebrew knowledge, and how you highlighted that and made it all so plain for all those in attendance. So would you like to share with us today something about your knowledge of the Hebrew faith?
Well, I met the rabbi. He wasn't a rabbi at the time. He later went to seminary. And we started talking and met at a holiday party. So he had said he'd never met a priest before. And I said, oh, I know lots of Jews and from Long Island here, of course, New York. And so that started the conversation. And some of the things we talked about, I put into my homilies and gave little pieces here and there. So as it went, we started project-genesis.com.org. I guess we have both. So what we did the book of Genesis, the two of us. So he's Israeli, so he knows Hebrew as his first language. And then I'm pretty good with the scripture. So we started going line by line with the book of Genesis. And we took us 7 years, once a month, for an hour and a half on a Sunday afternoon. So we took our time, went through 7 years. Now, one of the biggest things that blew my mind apart, blew me up, was as we were doing chapter three, the fall of Adam and Eve, in our prep time, you know, he said, you know, that Adam and Eve, the fall of Adam and Eve happened on a Friday. I said, on Friday? Well, what do you mean Friday? How do you know it was a Friday? He says, you people don't pay attention to the details. You don't know. You got to pay attention. Every, not even every word, every letter means something. And they've been at this for 4,000 years. And we're coming 2,000 years now. Of course, we have a whole another revelation too, an add-on revelation. But I just discovered we don't know a lot about our Jewish roots. So that's so important now. And thank God at this point in history, we're at the 60th anniversary of what's called Nostra Aetate. It was a document at Vatican II that opened up the channel of relationship and healing between the Jewish people and the church. So it was a big document. And so we're the fruit of that document 60 years later. So I said, Friday, how do you know Friday? He says, what day were Adam and Eve created? And I thought, oh, the sixth day. And he said, yes, the sixth day. And what day is that? And I went, Friday. Oh my gosh, I never thought about that. But that's when they're created, not when they fell. He says, no, we believe it's kind of like an eternal day and an epoch of time. And it's all related. So he said, so the fall happened on a Friday. I said, what do you mean? But so Friday, how do you get that? He says, well, they were created in the morning, and had they resisted the temptation for 3 more hours, they would have entered into a Shabbat on Friday evening, and therefore no more, no sin and no death, eternal Shabbat, eternal bliss with God. But they fell. They ate the fruit. And I said, what do you mean 3 hours? He said, well, because the fall happened mid-afternoon. And I paused for a moment. I went, what? He said, you mean mid-afternoon on a Friday? He says, yeah. Wait. You're telling me the Jews have a midrash, it's called an interpretation, and it's a tradition. And you're telling me the Jews believe it happened mid-afternoon on a Friday? He goes, yeah. Mid-afternoon? He goes, what's wrong? What's the problem? So what? Mid-afternoon. I said, Jesus died at mid-afternoon on a Friday, 3 o'clock. And he looked at me startled. He goes, you did? How do you know that? I said, well, it's in our scripture. It's real clear. 3 o'clock on a Friday, 3 o'clock. And he said, I was dumbfounded. I said, where do you get that? How do you, what do you mean? How do you know it was mid-afternoon? He says, you people don't understand Hebrew. He says, because it says in the scripture, when God came down at the breezy time of the day, he went to walk with Adam and Eve in the garden, and he calls out to them, where are you? Well, it happens that the breezy time of the day is an idiom. It's an idiom, and it means 4 o'clock in Hebrew. So people will say to each other in Hebrew, I'll meet you at the breezy time of the day for coffee.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'll meet you at the breezy time of the day. It's 4 o'clock. It means 4 o'clock. So if Adam and Eve are in the bushes when God comes down at 4 o'clock, then the sin preceded it. Now, they're not really specific on the mid-afternoon part, but mid-afternoon, that's what they say. Mid-afternoon. So here is the fall happening at mid-afternoon on a Friday. It's a symbolic idea, and then the redemption happens 3 o'clock on a Friday. Wow. Yeah, I found that so rich. And then on now, a year or two ago, I was on a retreat. And again, as I said before, I was on the 19-year plan to kind of wander through to get to the seminary, get ordained. It would always annoy me when I read the Gospels where, Peter and Andrew and James and John are hanging out on the water and the nets, and Jesus comes traipsing along and says, follow me, and they go.
So simple.
It's so simple. You follow, easy. But I never realized that the priest had me on the retreat do chapter one of John. John's gospel is the bapt it starts with the baptism. And who is there? Peter, Andrew, James, and John are there. I never paid attention to that. So they already knew Jesus at the baptism. And at the end of the chapter, something profound takes place. John the Baptist says, there is the Lamb of God. And so they go to the Lamb, they follow Jesus. And Jesus says, what are you looking for? And where are you staying? They say, where are you staying? And he says, come and see. And they follow him. The last sentence in that in that section of John, the last thing he says is, it was 4 o'clock. Do you see what that means? Why did John indicate that detail? It's 4 o'clock. The conversation's about to start again. God came the first time at 4 o'clock to walk with Adam and Eve in the garden. They were busy. They were in the bushes. They were not doing all right, hiding. And even had they come out and said, here I am, I'm sorry, things would have been different. But because they resisted, they ran away, it got, strange and sad. But now Jesus, the Son of God himself, God in the flesh, is going to invite them in to this conversation at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I believe it was a Friday as well, because when they're getting ready for the Shabbat, they had to find a place to be for the whole Shabbat. So there's nothing in it that says it's a Friday, but if you know the Jewish story, you got to get someplace for Shabbat. You got to be ready, and you stay, and you have that day of rest. So they rested with Jesus on Friday, but it was 4 o'clock. John says it right there. Why would you indicate this detail? It was such a strange thing. It's 4 o'clock. So what? Without this idea.
Yes.
And then it makes total sense, beautiful sense, that now God in the flesh is walking with them again.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Father Roy.
Yeah.
So there's always so much to understand. There's always another level. There's always more.
Yeah.
And I can pray that everyone will be able to be blessed today by the more that you're sharing with us. And, you know, this program is also aired in Africa at 4 o'clock.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Just thought I'd mention that.
Oh, that's great.
The breezy time of the day.
It starts getting cooler and nice.
Yeah. And God wants to meet with us at all times in the day. So I just really want everyone to be encouraged by what you've been sharing with us, especially that come and see.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see. There's so much resistance today, particularly because people don't know where the truth is. So they resist what they hear because they're afraid, you know, what should I believe today? But I thank you for sharing these very ancient manuscripts, you know, the truth, the word of God, and the understanding that you shared with us because of the background that Rabbi Gadi had, that he said, you people don't understand. But we share that way, when they're sharing, we can understand. And we can deepen our understanding. And then it becomes for us, like, as the Lord says, he's an anchor behind the veil, becomes like anchored in us from the heavenly places. And I thank you for sharing that today, because it enriches all of us to understand all that God has put in his word to be discovered. There's so many things there to be discovered. And I am really touched by the reality that you got together and you studied it. You know, you got together and you read it. You got together and you let your questions come up to the surface. Because a lot of times today, people they don't go to that depth. They're not encouraged to go to the depth that you shared with us. And then the discoveries that you made, which we're benefiting from. So would you pray today, Father Roy, would you pray for all those that really do want to come and see? They're not quite sure what the next step is, but that God has got revelation and redemption for each one of us. And he's inviting us, and he's issuing an invitation today through you, for all that are listening, to come and to see and to follow him.
Well, I would like to invite people, if they want to go into some more learning, project-genesis.com or .org is a place that a lot of our stuff is recorded. So everybody's welcome to see what they can there.
Right.
So let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the King of the universe. You give us your word in such beauty and majesty. We simply have to look to come and see and to experience your living word in our lives, that you are constantly reaching out to us through your word. And help us to have opened eyes, that we can trust your word and live your word and share your word. Amen.
Amen. I'm Annette Eckhart today with Father Roy, bringing healing to the nations through the power of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace, or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. www.prayingforhealing.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.